Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to the Twin Ports Real Estate Show. Jim Ronning and Gary Gallagher here from RE/MAX. Of course, I'm down here in Punta Gorda, Florida, and Mr. Gallagher is still up there in Duluth, Minnesota. So, Mr. Gallagher, how are you doing this afternoon?
Jim, we're good. It's been quite a while since the Twin Ports Real Estate Show has been on. We've been preempted by UMD football here for over a month. So it's good to be back on, and we've got an abbreviated show today because I think Gophers basketball is on shortly. Right. But Jim, since the last time we've been on, there's been so much that has happened in the real estate world, locally, nationally. But I think obviously one of the biggest things that's gone on here locally here, Jim, is we have a new mayor.
Right.
And yeah. We're going to have a new mayoral administration, after we get past the new year. And we've got quite a turnover on city council. So we have exciting things that are going to be happening to the city of Duluth and to our community. And I guess at least I'm hopeful of some exciting stuff. And what happens and what it looks like and how it relates to housing, I think you're going to see an administration that is going to be very housing friendly. One of our actual RE/MAX agents, Lynn Nephew, won an at-large city council seat.
Oh, did she?
And yes, she did. And she's certainly pro-housing. So how that all shakes out, again, there's just going to be some excitement to see what happens and how this affects housing. And more importantly, Jim, how it affects single-family homes. I think what we've been seeing with housing up here recently in the Twin Ports has certainly been apartment buildings, you know, be it open market rate housing or be it subsidized housing. It's apartments. You know, we've seen very little actual single family home, especially in the city of Duluth. I think Hermantown has benefited, Esco Proctor, City Superior as well, you know, that we've seen some growth in new home construction. But Duluth really hasn't seen that. And I think that really comes down to, infrastructure. You know, when you bring in utilities and, you know, you've got your roads, you've got your sewer, your water, your gas, your wiring, all that stuff. And the cost just to get the sites prepped, you know, it's just too much for contractors to take on. So I think we're going to have an administration that's going to be pro-housing, helping developers, and where the next developments are going to become and what we're going to see for housing in Duluth. I think it's kind of a pretty exciting time.
Well, that's great. I mean, and you need help in the administration and in the city council in order to, you know, keep housing at the forefront. So that's a really good thing that's going to be happening down there. We also had a shakeup in the city council down here in Punta Gorda. The reason was different. They're most people in this town would tell you that they're overdeveloping, which is also real estate related. And they came up with a new comprehensive zoning plan, and it takes away what they had called like a 40-foot rule, meaning no buildings higher than. And I think they increased it to 60 or something. And man, we had one incumbent that was rerunning, and he lost by 70-30%. So it tells you how this little sleepy-eyed town, that's what it used to be. It's not anymore. They're building so many different types of buildings and different kinds of apartment buildings and housing and everything. And people that have lived here for a long time really are protectionist against any kind of that, overwhelming development. And it certainly showed in the polls when the election results were there. So we'll see what happens down here. But, yeah, elections will change the face of where you live in the real estate world for sure.
Well, no doubt, there's been a long, I don't want to say history of stagnation in I know up here in the Twin Ports, but it's certainly been that way. The reality of it's in terms of like new home construction, single family homes, it's been that way. And I think one of the biggest issues we face with attracting large employers is housing, and I think we're hearing it. I mean, you know, we've got a beautiful new medical campus with Essentia. Okay. St. Luke's is expanding. We've got Cirrus Aviation, and we've got, you know, Minnesota Power, the universities, the, you know, everything. They right. have to attract people that aren't locals, you know. It'd be nice if all the locals could fill those jobs, but they have to get people from that come from other places. And the number one issue that they want, that they're facing, is housing.
Right.
And so if we can't provide that to them, you know, we just continue to shoot ourselves in the foot as a community that has, we're on the cusp of greatness when it comes to, like, developing these good jobs in the space of like commercial development, that type of stuff. But if we can't supply the primary need that these employees that they're trying to attract want, which is housing, you know,
yep.
what do we expect? I mean, you know, to happen. And so I think that'll be interesting. And I think you remember we had Roger Reiner on the Twin Ports Real Estate
yeah.
Show not too long
yeah.
ago, Jim. And he basically, you know, said that infrastructure is probably, you know, something that the city has to partner on and get that in to where, you know, these developers can come in and build houses. And I think he also had some interesting concepts from employers where, you know, for, you know, employees can have deed restrictions on, you know, they purchase house or they help invest or whatever, to where if an employee leaves and sells, that they have to sell it to, or at least offer it up to one of the other employees in Germany.
Oh.
So I think that there's some opportunities and some excitement as to where this city's going to go in developing. But it's exciting, and it'll be interesting to see where it all goes.
Well, you know, change is constant, as they say, Mr. Gallagher.
All right, the Gary. Other big story, Jim. Are we okay on time?
No, we're going to take a break right here. But before we do, why don't you give out your phone number?
I can be reached at 218-390-0615.
And down here in Punta Gorda, Florida, you can reach me at 218-348-7653. We're going to take our first little break here. Hang in there. We'll be right back to talk about real estate a little bit more. Hey, welcome back to the Twin Ports Real Estate Show. Jim Rodney, Gary Gallagher here, of course. Gary, let's talk about some interest rates, because this is driving, or let's say not driving, the real estate economy right now over most of the country.
Well, this is the other big story since last time that we were on the air, Jim. And there's no question about it that the mortgage interest rates, and although they've eased since the last time we were on the air, these mortgage interest rates were heading towards 8%.
Right.
And they came pretty doggone close. And I believe at one point, about 2.5 weeks ago, the FHA mortgages were there. I think they were 8.1 or, you know, right in that area. And so we had a massive escalation of these interest rates to the point to where, I don't know about you, but up here, for the most part, and I know me personally, the real estate market stopped.
Yeah.
I mean, it stopped. There was just nothing going on. And so I think, you know, when we see this type of escalation of cost, inflation, and all that type of stuff, it sends people into a panic to where they just go into a shell and they wait it out. I mean, what else can they do? You know, but I think for the housing market up here, to see it come to such a standstill, and to personally be involved in a couple of deals, Jim, where sellers just said, get it sold. I mean, the days of like these multiple offers on some of these properties, they're gone. And, you know, unless these interest rates go down significantly, sellers that have their homes sitting that are vacant in some cases and they don't want to carry them, they're saying, get it done. And personally, Jim, I've had a couple of listings that sellers have taken some pretty significant price cuts on their homes based on what we listed them at to what they actually ended up accepting at an offer. So these interest rates have had a massive impact on the market. And although as of today, Jim, the 30-year fixed rate is at 7.25. That's for conventional. FHA 30-year term is at 7.25, and the VA 30-year term is at 7%. They've really come off their highs, and I believe that we've peaked on these interest rates. And I think that they they're going to start a downward trend. And I think, as you and I have been talking most of the summer, a lot of the experts have predicted this as we get into the fourth quarter of this year and into the first and second quarters of next year, 2024, we're going to see an easing of these mortgage rates. And what that's going to do, Jim, because you got to remember, a lot of buyers, first of all, have been priced out of the market. Just can't afford it anymore, you know, with these rates this time. But also a percentage of buyers have just, they're on the sidelines. They're just sitting there waiting. Investors, gone, you know. And what's going to happen, though, if you're a buyer right now, I would be definitely trying to buy a house right now. Perfect timing. Because, yes, the rates are a little bit high, but the competition is so much less. And if you're not competing, you know, with, you know, 4, 5, 6, 10 other offers, you have a huge advantage.
Right.
And yes, maybe you're going to pay a little higher interest rates, but as these rates begin to ease, everybody's going to jump back into the marketplace. The values are going to go back up. The competition is going to heat up. And if you've been looking for 2 to 3 years already, you're just going to be faced with more and more of the possibility of not getting a home. And then the other part of that is, if you're paying a 7.5% interest rate right now, and the rates come down, you can always refinance. You get the house, you got your house, and you're going to be able to refinance at some point. So if you're a buyer, I don't care what time of the year it is right now, as we head into the winter up here, it typically slows down. I would be looking very hard to buy a house right now.
Well,
what are your thoughts?
I don't quite agree all the way, and I can go into it a little bit. I've got a little bit of ammunition, too, because I was on a very interesting webinar last night, as a matter of fact. And, you know, they were talking about the history of the interest rates in the United States since, you know, 1800, when the banks really first started to loan money. And that started at about 8%. And, you know, the historic high for the United States since 1800 was 1981, when rates hit about 15.8%. But other than that, and this guy had a really good point. Oh, I'm sorry. And then you fast forward to 2008. When, you know, we were at like 2.3%, and then we got lower, and, you know, 1.5%, down to, you know, where it was literally nothing. And this guy's point was the average, and most people that are buying houses right now for the first time, the younger generation, they have grown up with these low interest rates. And he was very adamant that those are not the normalcy of the last 200 plus years. So I'm not sure. I think that there is less competition right now. I think you also mentioned one thing that I completely agree with is your sellers who said, I don't care, get this house sold. Because a lot of them who have been around and have been through these markets before, Gary, they understand that when prices start to drop, they don't just drop like a little bit and then come springing back up. They drop over a period of time. So you're on a downsized, you know, curve, you know, if you want to call it that, or whatever you want to call it. And it's kind of like, well, your house is worth, just to use easy numbers, your house is worth $100,000 today. You know, what's it going to be worth in 45 days? That number might be different. It will be different. Now, will it be higher or lower? What do you think? And if people who have been in the markets where the interest rates and we've gone through recessions before, and they kind of understand that it's probably going to be a while before it goes back up. So when do I really want to move? I think the other one that comes into play is, you know, baby boomers. We're both baby boomers, and our generation is dying. Our generation is leaving the planet, and what happens with grandma and grandpa's house? Generally, usually the kids are going to sell it. And when you have an estate that you're settling, the market value is the market value today. They don't have time to wait around and see if the market comes back. So they're on the market, and then right away, Gary, they say every time, and you know this, We want to get a great price for mom's house, but we don't want it to languish on the market. We've made a decision to sell, and you know what? We just want to put this chapter behind us. It'll be hard to sell it. So please price it aggressively so that we can get it sold, you know, in the next, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks. So that's kind of my take on it. I don't know if it's the best time to come in and buy right now, but I do think that sellers are getting the idea that you're not going to be able to hold on to the last couple of years anymore. Those are gone. And, you know, prices are going to relax, and they're going to continue to relax for a while. So that's kind of my point right there. So I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
Well, I think, you know, when it comes to real estate, right now it's people are exhausted.
Yeah.
Especially if you've been in this market for the last 2 to 3 years and you still don't have a house. People are exhausted. And the mental stress that this market that we've come through has put on people when it comes to buying a house has been one unlike that we've ever seen. And people having to settle for something that they don't want just to have a house. And so I think, you know, when you have a little bit of hope and a lot less competition, then I think you begin to, like, as the buyer, regain some of that hope. And so I think if you can eliminate competition in when it comes to buying a house in the markets, you know, based on the markets that we've been in, that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing.
Right.
And at the same time, you're in a market where the prices have come down because the rates have gone so high, it's completely stymied the activity. And, you know, and again, this there are different markets all over the country. We're one market. You are in another market, you know. And so you're going into your peak season to where people are buying houses just because they're coming down because it's warm and they're getting out of the cold. We're in a market that begins to wane a little bit simply because of the weather that we're going into. So if a buyer has been exhausted and there's an opportunity for them to be able to get a little bit better deal with a little less competition, I would think that that is something that could at least have an appeal to them. Yes, they're going to pay a higher interest rate, but again, when those rates come down, and I firmly believe at this point that they are going to come down, I don't know where they will bottom out, but then those buyers can refinance, and at the end of the day, they will have gotten that house that they want. So I think there's just a number of different ways that people are looking at this market, but I still think right now we've had such a lull in activity because of these rates, and it's hopefully it's ended.
And we've got about a minute here left, but I just wanted to add one more thing. I think that, you know, you could be right. Interest rates could certainly come down, but I don't think the floor's not going to drop out. You know what I'm saying? So when you're saying people are going to refinance their house 2 years from now, I mean, if the interest rates come down, maybe it'll be 5.5. It's not going to go back down to, you know, lower than that. And maybe they won't. Maybe they'll be higher yet. I just don't know. The crystal ball part of that is you and I have predicted for years. We're usually wrong, but man, it's a strange market. And Gary, I think my last thought is in the upcoming weeks that we have a show, let's talk about the pre-foreclosure market and the foreclosure market, which is coming alive again, because refinances are not really an option for people who are in trouble. So, Mr. Gallagher, before we go, I'm going to give out my phone number. Folks, you can reach me down here in Punta Gorda, 218-348-7653. And Mr. Gallagher, what's your phone number for everybody?
Up here in the Twin Ports, 218-390-0615. I just want to say it's great to be back on the air, and we look forward to continuing to bring you the best local and national real estate news as we have been for all these years.
Very good. Very good, sir. I hope that everybody up there has a great weekend. I'm coming up there to enjoy Thanksgiving with my family, so I'll be back in the cold a little bit, but it sounds like it's pretty nice out. So,
Jim, I want to remind people, you got Thanksgiving coming up. Don't dump your grease and fixings down your drains.
No.
It's not good. Throw them in the trash.
Yeah, and don't put your potato peelings down the disposal. You will have to have it's a Roto-Rooter nightmare, and you'll be very sorry. All right. Thanks for listening to the Twin Ports Real Estate Show. We'll be back in the upcoming weeks with more shows. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great weekend.